We are learning Masechta Rosh Hashanah, Daf Gimel Amud Beis, and we are starting five lines from the bottom of Gimel Amud Aleph. Om Rav Chista, Lo Yishanu, this whole idea that Rosh Chodesh Nisan is Rosh Hashanah L'Malachim, which means we count the reign of the king from Nisan, every Nisan turns it to the next year. Rav Chista says, Lo Yishanu El Malchei Yisrael. That's only when you are counting the reign of Malchei Yisrael. Avam L'Malchei Umay Yisraelam, but the king of non-Jew, Metishrei Meninan, you count from Tishrei. What's the Raya? So the Gemara is going to the whole discussion with Nehemiah and Dayovesh. We know that there was the Yidden went to build the Beis HaMikdash in the reign of Dayovesh, who is the king of Babel at that time, of Paras at that time, of Persia. Achashverosh's son, Pashas Dayovesh, was Achashverosh's son. Tosfos even says it was Ben Esther, who was the daughter of Achashverosh, and Esther was Dayovesh, and he was the king, and he allowed the Yidden to go build the Beis HaMikdash in his reign. Now, they had tried earlier, before Achashverosh, there was a king, Kairish and Dayovesh, Dayovesh Hamadai, and Kairish and Achashverosh, and there was a time before they tried to build it, but it didn't work out. But there were Yidden there already, near itself from that time. But when they went in the Achashverosh's son Dayovesh, and in his time, they went up to start building the Beis HaMikdash. It says that Nehemiah, after they built the Beis HaMikdash, Nehemiah got word that it's not doing good. Yerushalayim is not doing good. In the pasuk, it says beginning of Sefer Nehemiah. It says Divri Nehemiah ben Chachaliav, Yibachayish Kislev Shnas Esrim, Vani Yisi Beshushan Abira, Vayovei Chanoni. A person named Chanoni, Echod Ma'achai, Huva Anoshim Yehuda, they came from Yehuda, Va'ashalim al Yehuda, Yehudim Ha'Pleita, Ashenishurum and Ashavi, Va'ayushalim, I asked them, how Klai Yisrael doing in Yerushalayim? Va'yom Reli, and Asharim, Ashenishurum and Ashavi, Shom Medina, Barah Gedoyla, they're in terrible shape. Uvecherpa, V'chem Yerushalayim Ha'Faratzes, the walls are broken, it's in bad shape. So that's how Nehemiah starts. Shenem, so Dr. Gemara, they wanted to prove that you count Malchi Umas from Tishrei. Why? Because it says in the Pasuk, Vini Nehemiah, Shenema, Divrei Nehemiah ben Chachiro, Vayi Bechoydesh Kislev, Shnas Esrim, Viksiv, and the Pasuk says in Perek Beis, Vayi Bechoydesh Nisan, Shnas Esrim Vayi Tachshasta, the Tachshasta is the king, the Gemara is going to say later on, it was Daryavash. So, Bechoydesh Nisan, in the 20th year of the reign of Tachshasta, and so when the Koyev Kislev, the first positive in Nehemiah we read in the positive says, it's told my Kislev. And this is Nisan. And they both say in the 20th year. The first positive says, Vehi Bechayosh Kislev Shnas Esrim. And here it says, Bechayosh Nisan Shnas Esrim La'atach Shasta. When the Koyev Kislev Vekarele Shnas Esrim, Vekoyev Nisan Vekarele Shnas Esrim, Mechlal, the Rosh Hashanah Lav Nisan, because it would have been 21 years. Yeah, what is it? So Bishlama Heich, Samara Zakash, I understand what the Raya is. Bishlama Heich, the second one, Mefarish La Tachshasta. It says the 20th year of the reign of Tachshasta. Elahai, but the first part, which is 20th year, doesn't say who, to what. Elahai, Mamai, La Tachshasta, maybe Dilma, maybe something else. Dilma of Yonah Achrina, maybe it's a different account. Amra Papa, where's my Papa? Yesterday's blood. Amra Papa, Shnas Esrim, Shnas Esrim, Xerish Shava. Just like that Shnas Esrim means La Tachshasta, the Shnas Esrim that doesn't say anything is also La Tachshasta. So my house La Tachshasta, Af Hocha La Tachshasta. Umemai, the Mice of the Kislev Kodim. So how do you know the story of Kislev was first? Dilma Mice of Nisan Kodim. Maybe the Mice of Nisan's Kodim. That's why it's all in the 20th year, because they didn't hit Nisan again. So I want to know, Loi Saga Daitach, the Tanya. We looked at a brayso. Dvarim she'amar Chanoni leNehemiah beKislev. The words that Chanoni told Nehemiah and Kislev, which means that the Yidden in Yerushalayim are in big tzaris. Omron Nehemiah leMelech beNisan. Nehemiah told the Melech Atachshasta in Nisan. Dvarim she'amar Chanoni leNehemiah beKislev. What are those? Shneimar, like said in the pasuk we just read. Divrei Nehemiah beChachilo ya. Vahi becharis Kislev shnas esrim. In 20th year, and he's Bishan Bira, I was Bishan Bira, which was the capital. He's one of my brothers from Yehuda. I asked him, how are you doing? והפלטה אשר נשארו מן השבי ועל ירושלים ויום רלי הנשארו מה שנשארו מן השבי ושם עמיד במדינה ורוקדל in a terrible shape of חרפה then embarrassment וחוי מי ירושלים מפורצס ושרן נשאו מאש and the walls are burning in fire they're in terrible shape those words that Hanani told Nehemiah Omron Nehemiah lemelech benisan the exact words is Nehemiah told them to the melech benisan so it must be the Kislev was first because how would he know about it Shenema it's pasuk in the pasuk. This is in Perek Beis. Vehi v'chodesh Nisan shnas esrim l'atachshas. The Melech Yayin lefonov. He was the Sar HaMashkin. That's what it says in Rashi that Nehemiah's job was the Sar HaMashkin to the Melech Shushan Abiru. So it was on the 20th year, and he brought him Yayin lefonov. Ve'eses Yayin ve'etnol Melech v'yisir ra lefonov. And I was v'yisir ra lefonov. Vayim b'li Melech v'du panecha roim. What? He was in a bad mood. He didn't want to drink the wine. Someone of Farshim say, what? Yeah, you have to look at the Kriya that's lived it. But like upon him, the it says over there, I don't know, like, but it means that he was Ralephonov. He was Ralephonov, and it says some of Farshim say they used to drink the wine before he gave it to the king to make sure there's nothing wrong with it. And here in this time, he didn't. He said no. Lisa Ralephonov like this. He was not used to being Ralephonov. He used to be happy, and all of a sudden here he was ra. But lo yisi, I used to never be ra lefonov, and all of a sudden now he was in a bad mood. V'yomeli amelach madu panecha roam. Why today are you in a bad mood? Va'ata einecha chayla. You're not sick. Ein zekim roya alev ve'ira. Ekim roya alev. It must be you want to come attack me or something. And Nehemiah says ve'ira harbimoyd. I was very scared. V'yomar la'melach. And I told the melach. Hamelech lo'olam yichya. The king shall live forever. Madua lo yir upon it. Why shouldn't I be upset? Asha'ir, base kivrei savayisai, the city, the burial place of my fathers, charvot's destroyed, usharel uklu ba'ish, and its walls are burned down by fire. Va'omar li hamelech, so the king answers me, amazat amavakish, what are you asking for? Then it says v'spal el kashmayim, which means that Nehemiah davened to Hashem to put the right words in his mouth and the king should listen to him. But Oimel Melech, I answer the Melech. Mal Melech Toiv, v'mitav avdecha lefanecha. If I find favor in the eyes of the king, Asher tishlocheni al Yehuda, send me to Yehuda, send me to Eretz Yisrael. El ir kivras avoyisai ve'avnena, I'll build it up. Va'yomli Melech, and the king answered me. Va'shegel yoshevus etzloi, and his queen was sitting next to him. We'll see what shegel means exactly in tomorrow's blat. Pashpshad means the queen was sitting next to him. Ad masayia Melech, how long are you going for? Must touch when you're coming back. And he said he gave him a time. And he sent me. So what do you see? In these psukim, you see that he said, "Oh, v'etnol izman." I gave him izman. Now it says in this psukim that he said over exactly what Hanani told him. So obviously Hanani was first. And by Hanani, it says in Kislev the 20th year, and this was in Nisan in 20th year. What's going on? Nisan should be 21st year. Kamash v'lo by Malchei Umois. By the non-Jewish kings, the turn of the year is not Nisan, but it is Tishrei. What? Because you want to show the whole thing with Hanani. You're saying that
the whole conversation.
Yeah. Right. Now, how do you know? So, Moshe said, "How do you know?" Oh, so you don't know? Why do you know Tishrei? So we prove it's not Nisan. You're right. Maybe it's Av El Cheshvan Kislev. How do you know it's not? How do you know it's Tishrei? Zok Toisvis on the bottom of Gimel Aleph that Af Bishes Kamacha Doshim Benisan Tishrei Shesh Loim Hashem Rosh Hashana. But Kamakom Hoyel this Tois on the bottom of Gimel Aleph Hoyel Vafik De Menisan Ukma Tishrei De Eshkun Du Rosh Hashana LeKama Dvarim Shvitim LeYevelas. When you need a default Rosh Hashana, you'll use Tishrei. And therefore, that's what we know Tishrei. So, Akapon, we're proving that Umazel do not go for Nisan, and then Tosfos says it must be in Tishrei. Masiv, Rav Yosef. So, like we said, this is Daryavish, this Artashasta is Daryavish ben Esther, that the Beis Mikdash was built in his days, and we're saying that. Oh, so yeah, that's a good Kasha, Delachaira, then he should be, he's Yisrael. So some argue on Taisa that wasn't Daryavish ben Esther, but even for yes, the Yad Taisa is a very simple teretz. Lamaise, he was a king over a goyish country. So Malchei Umos doesn't dafka mean the person's a goy. It means he's a king of the Umos. So Lamaise, even if a Jew is king of Umos, he'll count from Tishrei because his Malchus is Malchei Umos. So that's the pshat. What?
What does it help us that we say that this is when the month starts? Right. He's a guy over a Gaza country. They can do what they want.
No, we wrote a star. No, if you write a star, unless you write a star or a get, to get, you have to write the Goyish King in it. But we'll see, it has to do also with the person himself. We'll see in a second. Master Rav Yosef the Kasha. We're saying over here that by Dayovesh, we counted Tachshasta, we counted the Rosh Hashanah as Tishrei, not as Nisan. Master Rav Yosef, because we're going to see that there is, if he's a Melech Kasher, it could be he's considered a Jewish king. We'll see in a second. Master Rav Yosef, it says in the pasuk, "B'yoyim esra abal chaydesh b'shishi b'shas shnayam adayavish." In the 24th day of the 6th month, what's the 6th month? The 6th month is El.
El.
So on the 20th, b'shvi'i, said b'yoyim esra abal on the 24th day of El b'shas shnayam adayavish. That's what it says in the pasuk, and then it says afterwards v'chsev b'shvi'i. In Tishrei, Be'eshvechel Chodesh, they went up to Beis Mikdash. The Pesukim say, in Pasuk Gimbal, it says that he allowed them to go build the Beis Mikdash, and they taka the Chagai had a nevuah that they're going to go build the Beis Mikdash. So what does it say? In the first Pasuk, it says, Shashnayim Ladayavish, that's an El. And next Pasuk, it also says, Shas. But it doesn't say anything there, actually. We have the Gerson, the Prentice, Shash Time is a mistake, but it also doesn't say Shnash Lishi. It says Beshvi, Beshim, Chodesh. Then Misa, Beshvi, Beshnas Gimel, Boyle. Just say that it's Shnas Gimel. Rav Avohu. At that point, in the second year of Dayovesh, the king, in the second year, when the Apostle says Kairish, in the second year of Kairish's king, he was still a Melech Kasher, and therefore we counted him like a Malach Yisrael. We counted him like the Malach Yisrael, and we did not turn the new year on Tishrei. At that point, it was Malach Yisrael. Huh? It doesn't stim. As I said, it doesn't stim with what I'm saying. But even so, even a king of the Umayyads, if he acts like a Malach Yisrael, if he acts good, then you would count him as a Malach Yisrael. That's what has to come out. Yeah. Either way, there's a kasha here. Yeah. That's what you have to say. Al Kaponim, the Gemara's question is, the Gemara's question was that Chayra here it's Mavuyer, that they by Kairish they counted both as the second year Saifik El and Saifik Tishrei Teretzis since he was a Melech Kasher therefore they counted Kamalchi Yisrael. Maskel Rav Yosef Chada Dimkain Kosher Kroy Adadi. I have a problem from a different pasuk. The Ksiv it says in the pasuk V'Sheitzia Beisa Dono Ad Yoyim Tlosal Yerach Ad. This is the one they finished the Beis Hamikdash. The Beis Hamikdash was completed. Ad Yom Tlos Yerach Adar, the third day of Adar, the Hishnash Nis Lamachas Dayavash Malka. It's the sixth year of Dayavash Malka. V'tanya, and it says, V'oises Ma'al Shana Abba, next year in Adar, Ezra left for Babel. We know Ezra made Aliyah to Babel, to Eretz Yisrael, and Ezra left a year later, and he reached Babel in the fifth month. He reached Babel, which is in Av. Vatanya, but Oisus Van Shana Ba, Ola Ezra and Baba, Vagalusa Yimai, Vachsim is in the Pasuk, Vayova Yerushalayim, Vachodesh HaChemishi, he reached Yerushalayim in Av, Hishnash HaShavi'is LaMelech, the seventh year to the Melech. And the problem is, if we're talking about Dayavash, who's a Melech Kasher, so the problem is that it should have been called the eighth year. Why? Because he said the Bezmik was completed in Adar in the sixth year. 1 year later, Adar, when Ezra left, is ready the seventh year. Then you hit Nisan, it's the eighth year. So Ezra really reached there in the eighth year, and it says over here, V'shnas ha-shvi'is l'melech. V'misa shnas ha-shmi'is l'melech. It's be the eighth year. V'oid, that's number one. V'oid, mi-dami, ha-sam kairish, ha-chad ha-yavesh. And another kasha is that we were talking about Dayavesh, and he said, Kairish melech kashahu. What does Kairish got to do with Dayavesh? We're talking about Dayavesh in the Psukim, and we had a kasha that it says Bayoim Esrim Va'abal LeChayish B'Shishi B'Shnash Taim LeDayavesh, and it says that Meshvi'i that didn't say the third year, and we said, oh, it's Kairish was a Melech Kasher. It's Dayavesh here, not Kairish. So what are you saying, Kairish Melech Kasher? So my answer is Tana, who Kairish, who Dayavesh, who Atashasta? Why was it called Kairish Shemelech Kashu? If you look at the word Kairish and you unscramble it, it's the same letters as Kosher. It's got a kosher. So, but it's the same letters. So it means he was a Melech Kashu, therefore you call him Kairish. Melech Kashu Ayah. Atachshasta, Rashi says this, not to say the kosher part, but it says the same letters. Hashem Shay Kashu Kairish Kairish. Yeah, so further it's Kashu is called Kairish. Atachshasta Hashem Achusay. Atachshasta was because like they always every king was called Atachshasta. It's like a paray, a Mitzrayim. Every king is called a paray, a pharaoh. In this place in Paras Bavel was called Atachshasta, and his real name Ashmai Dayavish Shmai. His name was Dayavish. Okay, you got that out of the way. But it's still Makabum Kasha. It's still Kasha from the story of Ezra that it says that the Beis Mikdash was completed in the 6th year. Ezra left the next year, Adar. And he reached an Av, Yerushalayim. And it says the 7th year, it should be the 8th year, if it's a Melech Kasha. Makabum Kasha. Om Rav Yitzchak, like Kasha, can't call him Shechmetz, can't lach Shechmetz. That there was a time, in the 2nd year, he was still a Kasha, a king. And he counted. When he commanded the Klai Yisrael to go up and build the Beis Mikdash, at that time he was a Melech Kasha, and therefore we did not count Tishrei as the new year. But by the time Ezra rolled around, we did count Tishrei as the new year, which means a few years later, 4 years later already, he was Hichmetz. That means when Ezra went up to Eretz Yisrael, he already was Hichmetz, and therefore we considered him Malchei Umos, and he counted from Tishrei. And the Psukim before, which said 20 years, also, that was obviously after Hichmetz, but that was 20 years later. Ma'adach 6 years was Hichmetz, there was 20 years of Hichmetz, Yizichu Malchi Umayis, and the Ritva speaks out, the Gemara could have even asked the Kasha from there also, on the Gemara there, it's a theory of two things, like one of the same Teretz, that there was a certain point during the Malach Kasha, you went after Nisan, and then later on, you went with Tishrei, that was the turn of the new year.